The Sebastopol Sketches, written by Leo Tolstoy, read by Jonathan Keeble. Sevastopol, in December 1854. Chapter 1. The flush of morning has but just begun to tinge the sky above Sapun Mountain. The dark blue surface of the sea has already cast aside the shades of night and awaits the first ray to begin a play of merry gleams. Cold and mist are wafted from the bay. There is no snow. All is black. But the morning frost pinches the face and crackles underfoot, and the far-off, unceasing roar of the sea, broken now and then by the thunder of the firing in Sevastopol, alone disturbs the calm of the morning. It is dark on board the ships. It has just struck 8 bells. Toward the north, the activity of the day begins gradually to replace the nocturnal quiet. Here the relief guard has passed clanking their arms. There the doctor is already hastening to the hospital. Further on, the soldier has crept out of his earth hut and is washing his sunburnt face in ice-encrusted water, and, turning towards the crimsoning east, crosses himself quickly as he prays to God. Here a tall and heavy camel wagon has dragged creaking to the cemetery to bury the bloody dead, with whom it is...